They may be generations apart, but a program in Sydney is helping to connect people in the community. And the aim is to provide valuable support to some while teaching important skills to its young participants. The program connects people who need assistance with their grocery shopping to high school students who volunteer their time to help. And the students benefit just as much as the clients do, as Sarah Sedgi reports.
When June Stuhl heard about a program that helps people in her community with their shopping, she wanted to find out more. 4 years later, she's still part of the initiative.
Well, my next door neighbour introduced me. I didn't know. And that's how I started doing shopping with the boys, and it was wonderful. The boys are very good, and it's lovely to have them around to help.
It's also been a big help to Elena Katasta.
Because my body is full of arthritis, I can't do nothing. And the boys is wonderful with us, they help a lot.
The intergenerational shopping program is run through a partnership between community organisation Inner West Neighbour Aid and Ashfield Boys High School, and connects residents from Sydney's Inner West with students at the school who volunteer their time. Daniel Lahoud is a Year 11 student who's taken part.
It's good to give something back to the community. All these ladies had worked hard, you know, all their lives, and they had, you know, given their service to the community, whether it was through the workforce or... So it was something to give back to.
He says it's been a valuable and rewarding experience.
We all loved it. It was a chance for us to have a conversation with someone that was not from our generation. For others, the experience was to have that connection with someone elderly that they didn't have, whether it was a grandparent that had passed away or grandparents living overseas. So it was something, you know, it was a chance that we all got to connect with each other, share stories. We told them stories about our lives, they told stories about their lives.
Dwayne Hopwood is the school's principal.
It seems at first with a program like this that it's one-sided, but it's actually not. The boys develop their confidence and their ability to socialise with a different generation, different culture and different kinds of people. And I think one of the things that I really notice they learn is about listening to the elderly people. They have a lot of stories, as Daniel mentioned, they have a lot of stories and a lot of things to tell, and about that active, empathetic listening is a really important skill that they learn and they come away from the program with.
Despite the generational gap, Inner West Neighbour Aid Social Support Coordinator Jackie Walters says the clients and students often discover they have more in common than they initially thought.
We used to have another Italian lady who came, and one of the boys would always speak in Italian to her. It was really special. The clients and the students talk a lot, because some of the boys may not have grandparents in this country, so that connection is just beautiful, and the respect that the boys have had throughout the entire project is just, it's just the loveliest thing to watch. And I think the boys go away with some really positive relationships with older people and within the community. It's really special. My favourite thing.
Lovely story. Jackie Walters from Inner West Neighbour Aid, and that report from Sarah Sedgi.